Let me tell you something. If you didn't know already, your words, they matter.
If you read the book of James, you'll find that it mentions the power of words. In fact, in chapter 13, it says, "The tongue also is a fire." Think about that. A fire. Why? Why would a tongue be likened to a fire? You see, what James is trying to tell us is that the same fire that brings warmth to the house is exactly the same fire that can burn that house down. What kind of fire are your words igniting up? What kind of fire are your words lighting up? What kind of fire are you speaking? What flames come out of your mouth? You see, the thing about our words, once they ignite hope, ignite healing, ignite joy and love.
Words have impact when you speak. Words can hit someone and destroy them emotionally without you ever touching that person. But words also have life. And child of God, learn how to speak. Learn how to declare. Indeed, only God can speak and create, but God has also spoken several promises in the Bible. And as a believer, we can speak those promises into existence concerning our lives. God says, if it aligns itself with my will, if you speak it in my name, if you believe and have faith that I can, then your words can move things in the spiritual realm. Prayers can be answered. When words are spoken in line with the will of God, with the word of God, then healing will happen. Marriages will be restored. Ideas will become a reality. Generational curses are broken. God tells us in His Word that the tongue has incredible power. When you use words the right way, they have the power to move mountains. And equally, if you misuse your words, if you speak without being mindful of your words, they can cause your entire life to go up in smoke. We are told repeatedly in the Word of God to be mindful of our words. 1 Peter 3:10, "For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit." Colossians 4:6, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Ephesians 4:29, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Proverbs 10:19, "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise." Proverbs 15:4, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit." Proverbs 21:23, "Those who guard their mouths and their tongues keep themselves from calamity." Over and over again, the Bible repeatedly tells us in different ways the same message. Words matter. Your words matter. But I really want to focus on one particular verse. Proverbs 18:21. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." And before we go any further, remember that God Himself spoke the universe into existence.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now, we are not God, but we are children of God. And by that virtue, we have been told to ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened. We have been told that life and death is in the power of the tongue. We've been told that a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Repeatedly, we too have the message that we can speak things into existence concerning our own lives and in line to the many promises of God, but start speaking the word of God upon your circumstances. If it's a promotion you want, start saying, "I am the head and not the tail. God, please promote me." If it's a skill you need, start saying, "I can do this because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you begin to speak the word of God audibly, repeatedly, you will constantly be hearing the word of God. And that is when faith comes. So if I keep speaking, Romans 8:37, I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me. If I keep speaking, Deuteronomy 28:13, the Lord has made me the head, not the tail. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in me than he who is in the world. If I repeatedly declare the word of the Lord, I hear it. My faith grows. My belief grows. My thought life begins to change because I'm meditating on the word of God. When we are speaking the word of God, we are not just saying feel-good sentences. The word of God is living, it's true, and it's powerful. When we speak his word into our own lives, that's when we can begin seeing the power of words. Secondly, speaking the word of God brings life. The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. So our tongue is capable to speak life to situations we face, to people we interact with, to the children we raise. A great example is that if you ask people what has caused the most pain in their life, you will find that the words spoken to them or about them by someone who they loved or trusted had more of an effect than any physical pain they may have ever felt. That's because words can touch emotions, and anything that can move you emotionally is capable of having a lasting impact on your life. For one student, a teacher telling him that he'll never amount to be anything would lead him and motivate him to be a successful entrepreneur, all because those words hurt and they lit a fire inside that impacted that person's future. That same teacher can say those same words to another student, and that student will never amount to anything because they give up and believe those words. Words can have lasting effects on people. Your words can speak life into your own situation. If you're facing an illness, tell yourself that by his stripes, I am healed. Jesus has come to give me life and life more abundantly, and you will see that your faith grows.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.